Welcome to the Connection Point Podcast through the ministry of First Southern Baptist Church, Salina, Kansas, where we aim to connect you to God, to others, and to the church. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode 3 of the Connection Point Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Ball. I hope that you had a great week. I pray that you had a blessed Easter. And what a blessing that was, huh? That we were able to meet as the gathered church on Easter. If you recall, a year ago, during the lockdowns and the pandemic, we weren't able to spend Easter together as the local church. And that was hard on the church, the congregation, and the pastors. And so it's so incredible that we were able to meet. And I pray that you hold on to that blessing and that we don't take that for granted in the years to come. This pandemic has been so crazy. I never thought it would be something that I would live through. And we mourn the many negative effects of the pandemic. We mourn the loss of so many lives that breaks our heart. And we mourn the negative effects in other areas that the pandemic brought, one of those being the local church. Friends, the local church has not been immune to the negative effects of COVID-19. There has been a decline in membership. There has been a decline in attendance. There has been a decline in tithing. There has been a decline all the way across the board. Thomas Rainer estimated before COVID that 8,000 churches were closing their doors every year. His estimations now with COVID and post-COVID is that that number could be up to 16,000 local churches a year closing their doors. Guys, that is 40 churches a day closing their doors. And so I want to spend just a few moments today talking about the value and the blessing of meeting, gathering together as the local church on Sunday mornings. It is an incredible gift that we have. The truth is that you need the local church, friends. And equally, the local church needs you. And so I'm going to read out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And I'm going to read out of the NIV version. And for just a little bit, I want us to look at the value of the gathered church and then ask ourselves some questions as we evaluate where we are in holding the importance of the gathered church. Maybe you have not come back to church since the pandemic started. Maybe you're back at church. Maybe you're back and forth, but not completely consistent. Wherever you are, this message is for you as we talk about the church and the blessing that it is. So Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 24 and 25, it says this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." What I want to do is I want to start with verse 25, and then we'll go back to verse 24. So we see in verse 25 that apparently there are some believers in the local church, and they had given up meeting together in the gathered church. It doesn't give us a specific reason as to why, but the truth was that there were people in the local church, professing believers, that were no longer attending church, and it was happening for various reasons unknown to us. And guys, it was very dangerous when we look at the context of this passage. It was very dangerous for the early Christian to live without the support of the church community. Persecution was rampant. Christians were losing their lives for the sake of the gospel. And in that persecution, it was incredibly dangerous for the individual Christian to try to face that alone without the gathered church. And not just a danger to life physically, but a danger to our spiritual lives. There were many heresies during that time about Christ and Christianity that were false and leading people astray. And it was dangerous spiritually for the early Christian to leave the gathered church, to give up meeting in the local church as all these heresies were going on. It was so dangerous. To not be plugged into the local church was a very dangerous endeavor for the early Christian. And similarly, it is the same for you and I today. that it is dangerous for us as Christians to try to operate within the Christian faith without the gathered church. Take a look at the news. Take a look at all that is happening right now. You need the church. You need the local church, and the local church needs you. It is so important. And in verse 25, it gives us a big reason for not neglecting to go to the local church. And it says, because the day of Christ is approaching, saying that Jesus Christ is coming back again soon. And as a matter of fact, this translation, as it says, to not give up gathering as a body, that translation of gathering is used only one other time. And that's in 2 Thessalonians 2:1, when it talks about the Christians being gathered to Christ when he returns. So not only are we talking about it being dangerous, not being in the local church, but that the day of the Lord is coming, that God is coming back again, and that should provide us motivation and the desire to meet in the gathered local church. Guys, going to church is important, and it is dangerous to neglect it. Let's not sugarcoat anything here. It is dangerous to neglect the gathering of the local church. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Let's just think about the animal kingdom for a second. Let's look at this example of the lion. What is the lion most likely to do? Is he going to try to attack prey that is in a big group? Or is this lion going to try to single his prey out, get him away from everything else, and attack that way? Well, the answer is the lion's most likely going to go for the individual and not the community. Guys, we need the local church. Satan, like a lion, is prowling around looking for people to devour, and he would much rather feast his eyes on an individual Christian who has neglected the church than the local gathered body of believers in the local church. We can't say it enough, and I'm going to keep saying it back and forth, is you need the local church, and the local church needs you. So this is what we see in verse 25. So let's go back to verse 24. "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." The phrase "love and good deeds" and spurring one another towards those things, do you know what stands out to me most in that? If we are going to spur others towards love and good deeds, it takes other people to do those things. Think about it. Spurring people to love and good deeds is not an individual endeavor. In order to be able to do those things, there must be other people that are there for you to do those things. So if you're going to spur one another towards the love and the good deeds, there must be people, there must be a community. So this very command to do those things cannot be accomplished by those who neglect the local church. Those things are outward focused things that he is calling us to do. And the interesting thing, as he is talking in the context of the local gathered church, the information and what we gather here, it is not talking about what the church can do for you, but what you can do for the church. As a member of the local church, by attending regularly and investing regularly, you can spur one another on to love and good deeds. Again, you need the local church, and the local church needs you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the passage talks about the church being a body. One body made up of many different parts, but still one body. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Listen here. Pay attention to this. If you are not at church, the body of Christ is not fully functioning. As you being a part of that body, if you are not here, the church is not fully functioning. If you are a part of that body and you are not at the local church, the church is not operating at its fullest capacity. And this isn't being said in anger. This is being said in love. This podcast is spurring you to love and good deeds, reinstilling the value of the local church in our mind and hearts. You are part of that body, and without you here, we are not functioning at our fullest capacity, and we are not fully functioning. And nothing is too insignificant. No matter what part of the body you are valuable and needed at the church. Doesn't matter if you're an eye, a hand, a leg, an arm, whatever you are, within the makeup of the body of Christ, you are not too insignificant. You are valuable. You are valuable and you're needed at the church. The body needs you. And if we are going to operate at our maximum capacity, if we are going to carry out the mission that God has given us, we need everybody in the local gathered church. These are great verses, aren't they? So what I want to do for just a few minutes here is I want to give you some benefits of church. Maybe you know these things and these are a good reminder. Maybe you haven't thought of these things, but I want to give you guys just a few things on the benefits of church. We've talked about what you can do for the church, but let's talk about the blessings of the local church. The first one being corporate worship. Worshiping with your brothers and sisters together in the building, knowing that there are people in so many different seasons of life, going through so many different things, but still coming together with the common God before them, with common worship in their hearts to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when I talk about corporate worship, I'm not just talking about the songs. I'm talking about all of it. The ability to sing songs to Christ, the ability to pray as a body of Christ, the ability to sit together and listen to the message from our pastor as God has given him the message to us. Corporate worship is so invigorating, convicting, freeing, beautiful. Corporate worship is a beautiful blessing of being together in the local church. Another benefit, fellowship. Being together with your brothers and sisters, worshiping together, talking together, building one another, and in those conversations, spurring them towards love and good deeds, as we see here in Hebrews. Another benefit is accountability. It is easy to fall away from being accountable when we neglect the gathering of the local church. And this accountability is with the edification of the saints and the glorification of God in mind. Accountability is important. We need that accountability. We need others to hold us accountable and to keep us in the way that God has called us to do that. So that's a beautiful benefit of the local church. Another benefit, the privilege to serve. It's hard to serve from our houses, isn't it? There's a privilege to be able to serve in the local church in whatever capacity that is, to use your gifts to serve in areas that the church needs you. That's every part of the body carrying out its designed function. It is a blessing to serve the church. It's not a burdensome task or an inconvenience. When done with the right heart and the right mindset that God has given us, serving in your local church is a beautiful blessing. Another benefit is the ordinances, spending the Lord's Supper together, experiencing the baptism of believers together. We had a baptism on Easter this Sunday, and it was so amazing to share that as the gathered local church. We've had communion, the Lord's Supper, in the last couple weeks, and how amazing that was to come together and to take the Lord's Supper as the gathered church to reflect on what Jesus Christ did for us. So many benefits of going to church. Now, I know we have online options. Here at First Southern Baptist Church Salina, we do live stream our church service. But I need to tell you something. That live streaming option is meant for those who truly can't get out. I understand there are people who can't leave and come for whatever reason it is to the church. There are valid reasons they can't make it. And that's what the online option is for. But the online option, friends, is not a substitute for coming to church. If you are able to come to church, you need to be in the local gathered church. Dr. Michael J. Spiegel says this, "Yes, read your Bible and pray every day, but that's not a replacement for communing in a local congregation where the word is rightly preached and heard and the sacraments are rightly administered according to Christ's institution." It is such a blessing to be able to be together in the local gathered church. And here's the danger, friends. The danger is that you will miss church so much that you will stop missing it. What do I mean by that? I mean, you will be absent from the church so long that that conviction of going to church lessens and lessens, and complacency and apathy can creep in, and we've missed church so much that we actually start not missing it. You know, and specifically here at First Southern Baptist Church Salina, it is hard for us to carry out our mission and vision of the church, where we want to connect people with God, others in the church, and take our gospel from our corner, not our gospel, Christ's gospel, from our corner to every corner. It is hard to do that without the gathered church being together to do so. How can we take the gospel from our corner to all the others if we're not gathering at our corner? And like I said, this isn't done in some ill intent on our hearts or with angry intentions. We just want you to realize how beautiful it is to have church and what a blessing that is to gather together. We want you here. The church needs you and you need the local church. And I understand that some of you truly can't make it. And we understand that, and we hope the online option helps you in that. But for those of you who maybe find yourselves neglecting going to church or haven't really found your stride of coming back to church during this pandemic, I just encourage you to search your heart. So as we wrap up here, I have a few encouragements for you today, a few questions for you to consider as we think about the local church. First, what I want to say is that we want to honor the safety and the health concerns of the pandemic. We know that they are legitimate, and we as a church doing everything we can to have a safe environment for you to meet in. So we're not downplaying those things or the risk of those things, but here are some encouragements for you. Number one, would you evaluate your heart? Would you evaluate your home for complacency and apathy? Usually this is a slow fade. Usually complacency and apathy aren't off and on like a light switch, but rather it is dabbled in for a little bit, and it is a slow fade, and we may not even realize the growth of complacency and apathy until we come to a point and we look back and we see that we have strayed really far away. So evaluate your hearts and homes for complacency and apathy regarding the motivation to gather as a local church. Has the local church lost its importance in your hearts and in your homes? Has the comfort of staying home captivated your desires above meeting together on Sundays? Guys, I know how easy it is for complacency and apathy to settle in. As a matter of fact, last year during the pandemic, for the first part, I was still the senior pastor in Dodge City, Kansas. And for a while, when we weren't meeting on Sundays, we would pre-record the sermon on Thursday or Friday and post it on Sunday morning for people to see. And I have to admit to you, even as a pastor, I somewhat enjoyed those mornings on Sunday where I didn't have to worry about going to the church and working. I could just worship from the comfort of my home. I could still have my PJs on. I could be eating breakfast at the same time. There was a little bit of a draw towards that, and it was somewhat enjoyable for the time being. And by the time it was the right time to meet back as a church, I realized that I had grown a little bit of complacent and apathetic toward those things. So evaluate your hearts. Has complacency and apathy settled in? The second thing I would ask you to consider is evaluate the metrics you placed on coming back to church. Whether it be safety concerns or other concerns, maybe you put together for your household, your family, some metrics that needed to be met before you would attend church again, whether that was a vaccine coming out or cases going down or whatever it is. Are they realistic metrics? Have you set metrics that won't be obtained, so therefore you won't be able to come back to church? Or have you met those metrics, but you still haven't come back? I would just encourage you, if you have some of those metrics in place, if you have had some requirements that need to be met before you'll attend church, have those been met? Are they realistic or unrealistic? And has the value of church been held in higher esteem than the value of MetMetrics? Again, we do everything we can to be safe and healthy in church. And obviously, there's always a risk. There's a risk in everything we do. But would you evaluate those metrics that you set? Number three, and a more convicting note for myself as well, would you evaluate your weekly habits? Are you finding yourself going to restaurants and games and going out with friends and family, but still not coming back to church due to safety concerns? Do you see the difference there? Do you see the clashing there that during the week it might be safe to do those things, but on Sunday it's not safe to go to church? Evaluate your weekly habits. That's been convicting for me as well. The last thing I would say, guys, is if you haven't come back to church or there's still things that need to happen and you've been seeking God on those matters, would you please contact your pastor? Would you stay in contact with your pastor? This pandemic has been so hard on pastors. Every decision that they have made during this pandemic has made both friends and enemies. Every pastor either opened up the church too soon or didn't open up the church soon enough. Every pastor was crazy for having masks and also crazy to not have masks. Every decision that was made was met with a divided group. It has been so hard on pastors. I would assume if you would ask pastor, what has been the hardest year in ministry, this year would sit towards the top. And though it's not about a numbers thing, pastors do see when you're gone. They do see when you're not attending church. And just being honest, it makes them wonder and ask questions and maybe even hurts their heart a little bit. And for so many families, they're wondering, are they coming back to church? And if it's not yet time for you to come to church, would you contact your pastor? Would you send an email or maybe even a phone call? That'd be even more personable. And just let them know where you're at. I think that's a good thing. I think that would help them out greatly. Guys, I want to end with Psalm chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. In all of this, guys, I just ask that you evaluate your hearts. But sometimes I think it's hard for us to do a personal self-evaluation because we are trying to look at our brokenness with the broken object, meaning that I have brokenness inside of me, but I am also broken. So for me to look at my own brokenness doesn't always work. So I would ask you, as we're going to see in Psalm 139 here, to have the Holy Spirit evaluate your hearts, to bring to light things that need brought to light, and to expose things that need to be exposed. And I just encourage you, if you haven't found yourself back at church, would you consider the things in this podcast? Would you take those things to heart? Would you realize how amazing and how big of a blessing it is to be together as a church? And for those of you who truly can't attend, we understand. And we hope that the online options that we give you help in some way. But I'm going to say it one more time. Church, you need the local church, and we need you. So I'll end here. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, asking the Holy Spirit to evaluate our hearts. It says this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting." It is a blessing to be a part of the local church. Signing off. Have a good day. On behalf of First Southern Baptist Church Salina, thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. If you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests, or you want to know more about the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would love to have you contact us. You can email me at tball@fsbcsalina.com. And if you don't have a church home, we would love for you to join us on Sunday mornings. Our Sunday school is at 9 a.m. and our worship service is at 10:30 a.m. If you want to know more about the church, you can visit us at our website at www.fsbcsalina.com. Again, thanks for joining us today, where we desire to know Christ and to make him known. Blessings.